Regular listeners will know that my late grandmother was a wise old battle axe. She had to spend far too much time telling me this. It's all very nice saying sorry, dear, but it's better having nothing to apologise for in the first place. My grandfather, on the other hand, was a laconic type. He'd never use two words where none would do. But one thing they both had in common, along with many other of their generation, was a quiet pride in living within their means. They paid their bills by return post and were scrupulous in their dealings with others. The only economics lesson I ever got from them was very Victorian. Don't touch your capital, and if you can't pay cash, do without until you can. It went without saying, of course, that you never, ever played fast and loose with other people's money, especially if those other people also happened to be your employer. There were words for people like that. Unfortunately, they would be actionably defamatory if applied to people like former Housing Minister Shane Jones and Monaco City Mayor Len Brown, both of whom were outed this week as being a little too free and easy with the taxpayer-funded plastic. The utter hypocrisy should go without saying. Mayor Brown dismissed criticism of his use of a council-issued credit card for personal items as a politically motivated beat-up, even as the New Zealand Herald was pointing out that the council's own policy explicitly and unconditionally prohibited such use. It was utterly irrelevant that Brown paid it back. He should never have run up those charges in the first place. As for Shane Jones, well, on one level, you've got to admire the man's utter shameless chutzpah. He now stands revealed as someone who, when he was railing against iwi elites living large while the flax roots went begging, was chartering a plane to get to a speaking engagement. Anyone else remember the quote-unquote culture of waste and extravagance Labour gleefully pilloried Christine Rankin for? And while he's working the naughty but penitent little scamp caught sneaking a cookie routine, nobody has asked the most obvious questions. Would Brown or Jones have paid back a penny if they didn't know they were going to get caught? And why do they think that they deserve any credit for what's little more than damage control? Still, one endearing thing about Shane is that he admits he's quite a movie buff. If he gets in touch with me, I'll loan him gratis my Blu-ray of Gone with the Wind. There's a wonderful line in that classic film where Rhett Butler gets our heroine's number in 21 words. Scarlett, you're like the thief who isn't the least bit sorry he stole, but is terribly, terribly sorry he's going to jail. Sadly, the court of public opinion doesn't come with a prison attached, but as public address blogger Graham Edgler has pointed out to me, we do get to play judge, jury, and executioner at the ballot box.